Call to order this regular assembly meeting of the city and borough of Langley, Alaska on Wednesday, February 15, 2017 at 7 p.m. The Pledge of Allegiance this evening will be led by Assembly Member Becky Rooney and Eddie Kovalt isn't here, so I guess I volunteer for the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, as we begin this meeting, we ask that your blessing be upon us, that the decisions and policies that we make here are the best for this city and borough of Langley, Alaska. We thank thee for the many blessings that we bestow upon us each and every day, and we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We do have one ceremonial matter this evening. It's a certificate of service for Linda Howell. The city and borough of Langley, Alaska presents this certificate of service to Linda Howell for her service and dedication as a member of the school board from October 20, 2005 to January 2017. And she is not present, so make sure she gets that, please.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Here.
Prasanka? Rooney?
Here.
Decker?
Here.
Powell?
Here.
Mitchell?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments? I have four conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest on any matter on the agenda? Item five, consent agenda.
Make a motion we approve the consent agenda marked with asterisk 6A, 7A, 7B, 7C, and 13B.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item seven. Six and seven are under consent agenda. Item eight is a borough manager's report.
Other than my report, just a little update on the junk vehicles. And Amber's here if you have more questions. But as you know, we've been working with Channel Construction to come down here and haul this out. Well, now with the everything thawing out, both the state has basically put a limitation on hauling, and because of the damage to the road. So we're kind of under the same situation that we don't want to, and he's got some pretty heavy equipment and pretty heavy load. So we're following the state's practice, and hopefully we can get this to work out with him. But I don't know if he was real happy with the situation. But anyway, that's where we're at with that. We're still trying to work on that, and hopefully that will work. Unless you have something new, okay. The other thing is we're working with the state to do a income survey. A few years ago, we were labeled as if you have 51 or more percent of low to medium or moderate income, they call it, then you are eligible for some grant money that otherwise you're not. And so right now we're not, but we're close to that number, and so we're going to go ahead and be doing a survey, income survey. It's you don't have to tell exactly what you make, but you're just in brackets, and if you make over a certain amount, that's all you need to know. So we're working on that. It'll come out in the paper. We're advertising so people know what's going to happen, and then when we have people call, you know, they'll know that what's going on there. But if we can get into this bracket, it opens us up for a whole bunch of grant money that would be, because there is none right now, so I think it's well worth the, and we're doing all that in-house for the most part, so it should be really inexpensive to do, but it could And then the, if we do qualify for that, then that is makes us eligible for probably until the 2020 census. If, and then if it changed, then it would, you know, it would change. So we might get, you know, 4 years out of this.
Would that make a difference on like grants for the hospital?
I don't think so.
With the USDA?
It's not the USDA. It's a state agency, but they have federal money. It's this, it's called the CDBG grant, and it does things like we got money to do the sewer pump stations. That's where a lot of that come from. You could use it to, and you have to match it. There's a 25% match, but you could do it probably for the some of the things we need to do at the public safety building, pool, fire truck, possibly the water treatment plant. But I think their grants are only so much. They don't go, but there's a lot of smaller things that would really be useful for us. And so anyway, and we're not trying to, you know, certainly impose on people's business. They're going to be, all the surveys will be kept confidential. And so anyway, we hope that, not that we hope that, we hope we qualify. We don't hope everybody's in that the lower categories, but and I think it's as good a time as any. It was a terrible fishing year last year, and you know, so it might be the time to do it if we're going to do it. So,
is this the income from last year?
2016.
Okay.
Yeah. And other than that, unless anybody has questions. All I got.
Yeah. I have a question.
Sure.
This resolution that you put together, item 13D, is wonderful. It memorializes the National Forest receipts, especially with us getting a new city manager. Would you also do that for the permanent fund, go through the history, where that money came from, and why it should never be touched? And I know it's written up in the code, mm-hmm. but just to put some history to it. And then also the Nolan Center, the history behind that, where the money came from. You may even be able to dig up the old resolutions. And I think that would be something that would be a good place to put it as an appendix of our budget. Where you have those items listed and give that history so we can kind of keep it in the forefront.
Okay. Nope. Mm-hmm.
And then I have a question on the theater concession proceeds. I know we've cut at least one check to the high school booster club. Are we not doing that anymore because of...
Because they're barely breaking even over there.
Yeah.
And so now all the kids that work over there get paid, you know, kind of a minimum wage deal. But, yeah, I think for a while, when it first opened, they were making more. But now it's they still break even over there, the theater does.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were giving any money away after that, they would be losing money. I mean, it's that close usually.
Okay.
So that's the reason.
All right. So if they had volunteers, of course, that's dicey too.
And that's how it was supposed to start out.
Right.
And then the problem was you can't...
They didn't show up.
Didn't show up. You can't depend on them. And where if you have, you know, a bunch of kids that you're paying, they're, you know, mm-hmm. most of them want some spending money and stuff, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Evergreen thing on the... that easement and everything, is there anything up to date? I see they were in town to look at that. DOT was. Crew was in Wrangell last week acquiring new survey data about the proposed...
Amber, would you come up?
Yeah, Amber has been talking to them a lot.
Oh, okay.
So.
Amber Elhadad, 11.2 miles away. So, yes, DOT sent someone in, survey crew in. One of the thoughts when we had trouble obtaining the easements across the private property was to look at carrying the drainage on that lower end of Evergreen across the ferry terminal parking lot. It was going to be quite a challenge because of the slopes, the grade on the road, where the easement was proposed to go, the road sloped away from that point. It was a low point in the road, so it sloped uphill going to the north, and it sloped uphill going to the south. So one of the thoughts was that we could shed the water back towards Veritrumal, replace a manhole that's there. It would be a much larger structure and deeper, and try to get the water redirected that way and across the Veritrumal parking lot. So that's why they have the crew in here. Since they had the crew in here, they've changed directions, and their plan now is to maintain the drainage to the point where it hits now. So that's their obligation. They've looked into it as far as like a legal sense of that. And basically where the water comes to at that low point, mm-hmm. it drops out of a culvert and into a ditch where it's always been. And as far as their council has told them, that that's all they're obligated to do under this project is replace as is. And so that's what they're doing.
Okay. All right.
And I believe that was the last...
That's the last word we got from...
But the last thing they had to resolve before they could...
Correct. I think there are still a couple of right-of-way acquisitions that still have not been signed. Mm-hmm. So they're waiting on that to happen, finalizing the design related to the storm drain work. And they're shooting for at least an early April bid date. And I hope they can maintain that and get the project out this year. So we'll see.
Awesome.
Thank you. Anything else? Thank you, Bill Kirkspire.
I don't have anything other than what's in my report.
Okay. We move on to item 10. Mayor and Assembly reports and appointments. Does any Assembly member have a report?
I do. Went to the hospital board meeting earlier this evening, and I think the most exciting thing to report is they have had a large payment from Medicare and Medicaid after a rate adjustment, and they are now at $1.2 million in their cash fund, which is 42 days, up from an average of 17.6 days. So that was really a big positive. Under the new hospital feasibility study, they've broken it into two phases. USDA's requirements were quite arduous, and they weren't sure that they wanted to go out for a study at that magnitude without having a better idea of what it's really going to cost and can we afford it. So they're going to do the smaller phase, and then if it warrants it, they'll go after and do a feasibility study that's compliant with all of the USDA requirements, which are quite a bit. That phase one portion should be done in April, so we'll probably, they are saying that we'll have a workshop then with them. Also, the other thing that I thought was notable to us was that their line of credit continues to be paid off. They had a $130 loan from the city, and now it's down to $60,000, so they're chunking away at it, which is really good. So pretty good news from the hospital.
Thank you. Yes.
We still have two vacancies on the Economic Development Committee, and I would like to encourage anybody in the borough that's interested to step up and let's fill those. Don't smile. Just say yes.
Give me 6 months or so.
But we really need to get some other interested parties in this, and it's really not a, we don't meet but four or five times a year is what we've been meeting. So, I mean, but we would like to have some other inputs and some other people get involved.
Well, thank you for taking care of that. We have no vacancies. No letters.
And that's what I was looking at. No vacancies. Nobody wanting it.
Well, you want to go persuade someone?
No. Right there.
Okay. I have 11 persons to be heard. There are no persons to be heard?